This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Well, we're in the middle of winter now. It's about mid-January or so, and I know a scourge for a lot of people during cold and flu season, and we even see, you know, advertisements on television about it, is herpes outbreaks, cold sores, fever blisters, the scourge of winter. You know, you get a cold sore and how to treat it, but more importantly, how to alleviate the discomfort and how to actually prevent it would actually be more useful now, wouldn't it? Now, cold and flu season, as we know, one of the reasons cold and flu season exists more in winter than in warmer months may be because our vitamin D levels are lower in the wintertime. So making sure you're taking some daily vitamin D or having your vitamin D levels tested is helpful. But there are other things to be wary of in preventing herpes outbreaks. There's an amino acid called L-arginine. Arginine is actually a conditionally essential amino acid in infants. There are 9 essential amino acids that we need to get from our diet. That's why they're called essential. But a conditionally essential amino acid, actually for babies, is arginine. L-arginine is a very important amino acid. It's helpful in immunity. However, arginine may, and actually does, it feeds the herpes virus. We've known this since at least 1981, from a study, the relationship of the arginine lysine antagonism to herpes simplex growth in tissue culture. It was in the journal Chemotherapy from 1981. I'm sure there is more, even more evidence of this. So, avoiding foods that are high in arginine. Now, before you go over to the USDA database and start looking at foods containing arginine, because you're going to find a whole lot. But here are the key ones that are quite high in arginine to be wary of or to make sure you balance with enough antagonistic L-lysine, another very important amino acid, actually an essential amino acid. We need to get that from our diet. And I'll tell you where the sources are and how much to take. So the foods that are high in arginine, again, before you start looking around, because there are lots and lots and lots of foods. And the reason I'm talking to you about this today is because it's winter. I get a lot of complaints about this, herpes outbreaks, and what do I do? First of all, if you have prescription Valtrex or valacyclovir or acyclovir, this is an antiviral that's very, very, very helpful. When you take it, at the first inkling, that tingling, that burning sensation that you might get on your lips, your mouth, your face, somewhere, okay, or genital herpes, is to begin taking it then. But for prevention, the highest foods in arginine to make note of and to maybe eat less often are, ready? Nuts. Nuts like almonds, cashews, peanuts. Yes, but nuts are healthy. They contain a significant amount of arginine. chocolate. Sorry, chocolate lovers. Chocolate does contain a significant amount of arginine. I've heard many accounts of, oh, I ate chocolate, now I've got a cold sore. That often happens. Gelatin also contains arginine. Now, I know you're thinking Jell-O. I don't eat Jell-O, but the gelatin, possibly in other places, certain supplements, or even your bone broths, but those will also have additional lysine, which are helpful. Cookies, cakes, ice cream. Not necessarily about arginine here, right? It's more about the sugar in these foods. And we know that sugar suppresses immunity. And what happens when our immune system is suppressed? It sets up the stage for a herpes outbreak. Other arginine-containing foods, you ready? Corn. Not just the ear of corn that you might eat with your lobster meal in summer. But your corn chips, anything containing corn oil, corn syrup, any corn derivative, it's in a lot of processed foods, has a significant amount of arginine. And a vegetable that has more arginine than most, Brussels sprouts. Should you avoid Brussels sprouts? No, I love Brussels sprouts. But let me give you a scenario of how you could get a high amount of arginine in a discrete period of time and how to counterbalance that. Say, you're at a party or you're at a dinner function and a common appetizer, at least around cocktails and things, would be nuts, mixed nuts, anything like that, spiced flavored nuts, among other things. Corn chips and salsa, corn chips and guacamole, two arginine sources there. And then you sit down to a dinner of a beautiful grass-fed steak, a nice salad with your favorite dressing, a side of quinoa or brown rice, or some roasted buckwheat, kasha. If you make it right, it's really nice, if you're having grains, that is. And a side of Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts is another arginine source. So far you've had nuts. You've had maybe some corn, processed corn, corn chips, maybe an ear of corn at dinner, Brussels sprouts at dinner. And then, of course, it's dessert time. And it's not just that the dessert will contain sugar, but if it's a chocolate dessert, ooh, think of your favorite chocolate cake, your chocolate confections, chocolate mousse, chocolate ice cream, all of those. More arginine. Arginine feeds the herpes virus. So what should you do? Be wary of these arginine sources. Make sure not to consume so much of them in a discrete period of time. And if you do, take some supplemental lysine. A wonderful idea, whether it's all year long or during cold and flu season. Taking a 500 to 1,000 milligram of L-lysine, the amino acid L-lysine, preferably on an empty stomach, can help with that. So taking that during this time, or maybe even after the end of an evening that I just described to you of various appetizers, dinner, and other, you know, indulgences that might contain all this arginine, you can counterbalance that by taking enough lysine at the end of the night. Other things to be wary of, you know, to help prevent herpes outbreaks. Get enough sleep. When we're only getting 4.5 hours sleep a night, this is another immune system suppressor. What happens when we suppress our immune system? It sets the stage for a herpes outbreak. Stress can also set the stage for a herpes outbreak. eliminating refined carbohydrates, sugars, all of that, and increasing lysine, L-lysine containing foods. Now, these are all of your protein sources, whether it's fish, whether it's baked, poached, broiled, good quality fish, low mercury fish. When I say low mercury fish, I mean fish that, you know, not tuna so often, or swordfish, or king mackerel, tilefish, or shark. Who's eating shark? I don't know. Eggs. Eat eggs. Plenty of lysine there. Animal protein. Lean or fatty animal protein is fine. If you are a consumer of dairy, yogurt, a cupful of yogurt is high in lysine. Keep it organic. Keep it full fat. And keep it Greek if you like that texture. Cottage cheese, also high in lysine if you're a dairy consumer. All right. So these are different ways to offset the arginine content and keeping your immune system well. A daily vitamin C supplement is critical here. 500 milligrams of vitamin C at breakfast, lunch, dinner for a total of 1500 milligrams a day. Taking olive leaf extract, especially in the winter months, potent antiviral. Herpes is a virus, right? So potent antiviral olive leaf extract. You can also consume coconut oil or cook with coconut oil. You're getting the benefits of the saturated fat, lauric acid. Lauric acid confers its benefits in the body by converting to monolaurin. Monolaurin is a potent antiviral. So these are the many ways to help prevent, now that we're in the thick of winter, a herpes outbreak. I want to move on. I want to give you an excerpt here from our friends at The Truth About Cancer. Ty Bollinger and his wife are very vocal about truth in cancer. I've been getting a lot of emails from them. I've looked at their various videos and YouTubes. Very, very important information. And I want to talk to you about treatments in cancer that can really dull the appetite. I'm talking specifically about chemotherapy and radiation treatments. They can often affect a cancer patient's appetite. And it's important for cancer patients to consume foods that will stimulate the appetite while delivering the components needed to rebuild damaged tissues and fight against infection and inflammation. Why do we need to fight against infection? When you're a recipient of chemotherapy, chemotherapy, yes, can kill the cancer, but unfortunately at the expense of immunity. And when immunity is dampened via chemotherapy and radiation and the fatigue associated with radiation, it sets up for infection and further inflammation. So I want to talk to you about some foods that contain properties that may help eliminate nausea, stimulate appetite, and heal the gastrointestinal tract. Now, it's important if you're undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and you're experiencing nausea or a lack of appetite, or any lack of hunger at all, is to take advantage of the times that you are hungry. This may mean late at night or not around meal times. Maybe it's earlier in the afternoon or earlier in the morning or some other time of day when you're not necessarily having a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner. Take advantage of the times that you are hungry to eat. You don't want a lot of weight loss when you're undergoing cancer treatment, not if you're already of a normal, healthy weight. And especially, we don't want more weight loss if you're already underweight. Take advantage of the times that you have appetite to actually eat, despite whether it's a traditional mealtime or not. And of course, if you're also impacted by odors. If you suddenly don't like the smell of roasted chicken or cooked vegetables, keep in mind that hot foods, cooking foods, foods that are heated, that's when they emit aroma. But when you take that roast chicken and you chill it in the refrigerator, the aroma is gone. Maybe you will find that you're better able to have an appetite and consume these foods when the aroma is not present. Eat that roast chicken cold with a little salt and pepper and to your liking. So one of the things that they talk about in The Truth About Cancer, and it's thetruthaboutcancer.com, stimulating appetite for patients, they talk about Ayurveda. Ayurveda is an ancient natural medicine system from India. This approach is gaining in popularity in the West, and it's been useful for building up the body after serious illness. In Ayurveda, it is believed that all the senses need to be stimulated in order to enhance the flavor and benefits of our culinary choices. And each food elicits specific beneficial factors toward the overall health of the individual. So, making the food stimulating to the nose, taste buds, sight, and memory are all important. The color, texture, smell of individual components of the dish will enhance the flavor and stimulate the appetite. Also, it's especially advantageous to combine all seven of the tastes in a particular dish. And the seven basic tastes described by scientists are bitter, salty, sour, astringent, tannic a little bit, astringent, drying a little bit, sweet, pungent, and umami. Umami is that other one that most resembles like, a beef stew or a barbecued meat flavor or a meat type of flavor. When these flavors also have a brilliant color, then we succeed in tapping into most of the senses and may therefore get the greatest response. Here's an example. At The Truth About Cancer, they put this together really well. Mixing fruit and hot peppers in your salad. Fruit and hot peppers in your salad with nuts and seeds to add crunch will create a greater sensory experience than just the typical green lettuce and tomato. All of this can delight the senses. So, superfood expert David, quote, avocado, end quote, Wolf, David Wolf, has developed the color cure for a simplified approach to nutrition. He has proven scientifically that each color in nature has its own benefits for meeting the body's nutritional needs. Now, let me talk about the nine foods as described at the truthaboutcancer.com website that can stimulate appetite after cancer therapy. Okay? Number one is avocados. They're important as an antioxidant and tissue repair. Avocado is the foremost fruit in this regard. They contain natural vitamin E, which is known to counter bad estrogens and balance cholesterol as well as meet good fat requirements that the body needs. And you know, if we don't consume enough good fats, our metabolism will suffer and we lose energy. Okay. Number two is aloe vera. It's not usually considered a food, but it's actually a type of sugar that tastes bitter. However, the healing benefits are extremely important after cancer therapy. And including aloe in a smoothie along with avocado will help to heal damaged tissue and fight viral infection. Aloe vera contains over 200 nutrients, so adding to your diet will help you recover faster. Bananas are hydrating and offer electrolytes that help maintain your health and energy. They are naturally sweet, but when balanced and consumed with dark leafy greens in a smoothie, It helps these bitter greens to taste better, and you'll get the needed appetite stimulus. So you keep the banana to a minimum because of its high sugar content, but it can help texture-wise in a dark green leafy smoothie that contains bitter greens. Number 4, sweet potatoes and carrots. Lots of antioxidants there. They deliver the beta carotenoids, can help stimulate appetite. These are vitamin A compounds that build tissue, contribute to your eye health and your digestion. Number 5 is fresh made nut butters without any preservatives at all. Can increase your fat and protein intake, not to mention calories, if we're concerned about weight loss. And it adds a nice creamy texture to cuisine. They provide energy and help tissues to help and recover. And if you're having grains, number 6 is gluten-free grains like buckwheat, quinoa, whole oat groats can help stimulate appetite. Number 7 is cruciferous vegetables, an important part of the bitter foods group that increase your appetite while building up immunity. You know about Oncoplex and those very important broccoli sulforaphanes. These are high in antioxidants, have antiviral, anti-cancer components, so you can feed your body with dynamic nutrients while stimulating the desire for food simultaneously. If you don't like them cooked, if the aroma bothers you while you're undergoing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, have them cold, chill them, throw them in a salad, puree them, have them in a cold soup. We're talking the cruciferous vegetables, including kale, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach. Number 8 is olives, an important bitter food containing special fatty acids to heal the body. Olive oil is highly acclaimed for centuries, is a vital food, as we know, in the Mediterranean. So, and number 9, bitter substances such as lemon juice, vinegar, sauerkraut, bitter herbs like rocket. Rocket is arugula, and mustard greens, and arugula is in the mustard family, will also stimulate the flow of gastric juices and saliva to induce hunger. That's what bitter does. When you think lemon juice and sour, you already start to salivate, and this can also stimulate the flow of gastric juices to induce hunger. You don't have to consume a lot of these items to get the response that you need to stimulate your appetite. A little bit of these bitter foods and herbs can go a long way, and you can get creative by adding as little or as many to each meal for variety. And this is from our friends at The Truth About Cancer and Ty Bollinger. Thank you for this information. And thank you for joining me once again on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.